This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, time for us to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, something that's a tradition, gets done every week at this time, and we have experts in conversation here to help us understand or converse about the top 10 stories of the week, according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all sorts of things. Some of these stories will make you happy. Some of them will make you sad. Some of them make you angry. I guess it's all about emotion. And here we have several emotionalists. Victoria Keelan, who's from the DJV show, is here. And Joe Crummy, who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. You can hear him talking, whether he's being addressed or not. He's always talking. There's something going on, and he wants to come in. And so there it is.
Always.
Joe.
Always,
yes, there's always something going on. All right. So you have a comment before I get started? Just a general comment, Joe, about anything.
Evil.
Evil.
I'm happy to be with you guys. This is the highlight of my week.
And, is it?
You know, I'm with you.
Thank the Lord. Okay, Victoria, you have any initial comments, or shall we just get started?
Let's get
going. You've never done this before.
So. Let's get going. Okay, number 10, as is usually the case, a focus on what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, the games that are being played, free agency in the NFL, that sort of thing, people that are interested in baseball getting all excited. There is nothing better. I say this with some frequency, I guess maybe every year at this time. I start thinking about what sports most people listen to and enjoy on the radio. If you do a pool of people, take a group of people in the office, let's say, and ask them what they listen to in terms of sports, most of them will tell you that they don't listen to a football game on the air. They'd rather watch it. And to a point, there's more watching of basketball than there is listening to basketball games on the radio. Not the case with baseball. Baseball has a torrent of support from people who love to listen to the games, mostly because I think, in my own reconnoitering here, I think of listening to the Red Sox with Kurt Gowdy and some of the other people that have been broadcasters, Mel Allen in New York, for example, Vin Scully, certainly in Los Angeles. You can find one of those guys used to be, but not anymore. But still, the people that are doing the play-by-plays are colorful. You think that's true, Joe?
Well, you know what, I think they are, but I'll tell you one thing. I think the difference between baseball and the rest of the games is the difference is that baseball's trying to change now, which is baseball was always a leisurely game, a gentleman's game, and I think it lends itself to voice and broadcast. But basketball is fast-moving. I mean, it's a fast-moving game, and I can't even baseball.
Yeah.
Right. That's
hey,
very
stole the ball!
Basketball and hockey. Can you imagine listening to ice hockey on the radio?
Oh, my God.
Make your head spin.
I mean, right, you'd have to ignore half of it because you can't get it in. But baseball, you know, you can your mind can breathe, so to speak. You know, you got a moment, you can hear the crowd. I think it really lends itself to voice. And I heard an old geezer say that one time. It's not supposed to go fast because right now in baseball, it's all about, you know, we're going to have a pitch clock. You know, what are we going to do? How do we speed up the game? They're always trying to figure out how to speed up the game. And the geezers are the ones that go, it's not supposed to go like that. It's supposed to be like 1890 all over again. It's supposed to go slow. You know, that's what it's supposed to be.
Go slowly. Also, a little gossip. Colin, how do you pronounce that? Victoria, you want me to say Colin? Colin.
important. It's Kaepernick. Never colon. It's never colon. It's never your intestine.
Colin Powell.
It's always colon. Colin Powell even said he had never been called colon until the press butchered his name. He's Colin Powell.
Colin Kaepernick was seen practicing this week in Houston. Is that significant? Is he still going to play? I thought he was on his way out. Nobody.
He's not signed anywhere, right? I think he's just staying in shape, and who knows?
Yeah. All right, let's move on to something that people care about. Number 9 on the countdown this week is that kiss that Katy Perry gave to the youngster. He didn't want to be kissed. And I can understand that. I wouldn't want to be kissed by Katy Perry either. What about you, Joe? You want to get kissed by Katy Perry or not?
I'd take one for the team on that.
Would you really?
I would. Okay.
And what do you think she's doing for Team American Idol?
Very little, I think.
I'm not watching the show. I know she's got a new look, and she's had the look for a while. You know, this whole thing went down like a year ago already or whatever, and just the video just aired last week. Am I right about that? I think.
It was during the tryouts.
They started filming the tryouts, I want to say, towards the end of last year, because they didn't have Lionel Richie secured until the very end. So, but yeah, it was a few months ago, and the kid has gotten a lot of press over it because he said he was very unhappy and that he wanted his first kiss to be special, and now he is in a relationship and he has a girlfriend, so it's kind of the story's bubbled back up again.
And maybe from the Much Ado About Nothing department, but it shows you that people love to gossip about things like that. But I think Katy Perry is a disaster. I was looking forward, because I like Ryan, I wanted to see what went on in American Idol. I've tried to watch it a couple of times. It was on, twice this week, I think. And I just find her once I found out she get paid 10 times more than the other two guys for being there, and the fact that she's so concerned about herself, she's just all about her. That's the vibe get from her.
That's always been her vibe. Yep.
All right. Number 8, the death of Stephen Hawking. For those who don't know, this is a gentleman who... what was the movie that was about him a couple of years ago?
The Theory of Everything.
Yes. And brought people around to thinking. I think when you're in school, oftentimes I remember talking about Stephen Hawking when I was in school, and he's not that much older, but when he was a teenager, he was brilliant, and he'd had a tough life physically, but his brain was superb and distinguished himself in many ways, including predicting the end of mankind, the end of the earth, the end of planet, the end of everything.
So, you know, I always thought that the reason why he was so negative about that, and I respect him like you do, but I always thought the reason he was always talking about, you better not say anything because E.T.'s going to step on you like a bug, and you better not do this, and there's no God, and the whole thing sucks, and it's all this and that. I always thought that one of the reasons he was like that, because he had such a tough life.
Maybe.
Could be.
That was just my theory. No, I'm really into physics, and I listen a lot every single night. That's all I do, listen to physics. That's what I always thought. That's what made him so negative. He got to 76, which is pretty good, which is a lot farther than they thought he was. I thought he was going to be dead at 24.
Yeah. He's had a tough life physically, but very interesting pronouncements on things. Stephen Hawking is number 8 this week on the countdown, 15 past the hour. Here's something for those of you who are recruiters, those of you who are business people, those of you who are looking for really good staff. You need a new employee and you want the best. Of course you do, especially if it's your business. But if you're running a medium-sized business or you got a big business and you're the HR person, you're the person responsible for hiring, do what a lot of big companies do, a lot of medium-sized companies do, and a lot of smaller companies. As a matter of fact, more and more and more every day are going to ZipRecruiter.com to find the next hire. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter does not depend on the right candidate finding you. It will find you and them sort of together. Finds the right candidate, puts them together with you. You get a head start on the interview process by having so much information. After your job post, this person is picked out of whatever is available. All the leading job boards are perused by ZipRecruiter, an amazing technological feat. And they find these people that are just right, just the right match for you and your job, and they send them to you. Employers who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidates for the most part in just one day, 24 hours. and you have there are a lot of variables. There'll be a number of people that they'll send to you, but they'll rate them for you, so it'll make your job of hiring the best, smartest person very easy. Find out now, if you're looking, why ZipRecruiter has been used by so many businesses. This is the big one. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And use ZipRecruiter for the first time free. Free, free, free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Let's see here. Fire protection?
Check.
Uniforms, mats, and restroom products?
Check.
First aid cabinets and safety products?
Check.
Great! So it sounds like we're ready to go.
No. When I said check, I meant we still need to check on all those things.
Just call Cintas. They can handle all of it. It's what they do.
Okay. Call Cintas. Check. I mean, got it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
All right, let's move on now. We're going through the top stories. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Number 7 has to do with the National School Walkout. I would tell you right up front, I was hoping for more out of this than came from it. And I don't know whether it was because here where I am locally, it was a snow day, so the kids that might have been involved were not. There was not much going on in the Northeast because of the weather. There was a lot of attention paid to what went on in Washington, which is good. I'm a great believer in protest. I think the more of it, the better, especially in the circumstances we find ourselves in today where there are a lot of things that just need, a lot of social justice things that need attention. So I don't know whether you two thought that this was a good exercise. I think the idea behind it was great, but I didn't get the vibe. What about you, Victoria?
Well, I don't really know what else you were expecting, though. They had 17 minutes, a minute for each victim. What else do you think was supposed to happen from it?
It's attention to the problem, and then where do we go from there? So what's the next step? I felt like...
Well, the next step is the big march on the 24th. Yeah.
All right. So then we take this, that there was too much anticipation. Well, here's the way I read it. More because the news media always exaggerates and expects or builds up expectation in people. So there's supposed to be, maybe that's where I've fallen down here. I've actually begun in this circumstance to believe some of the things that were in the news media. And that maybe is my mistake. Joe?
But I think pretty much every school across the country had some presence during this.
I don't agree with that. There were plenty of schools, districts that said you walk out, you get detention.
Well, there were some of those, yeah, but of all the other schools where they allowed the kids to make the choice, there was one story in
particular. But did they make a day out of it? Did they make a lesson? Did they talk about it in school?
I don't know. We're not in school.
That's the thing. Well, but that's the point. What do we know about what... That's where I'm saying I'm disappointed because I don't know what else happens. Okay, so the kids went out for 70 minutes. Then what do they do with the information they got out of the experience? 21 after the hour.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan is here, and we're going through the list of the stories. Every week, Talkers Magazine publishes on talkers.com the stories, top 10 stories according to their research, and the people who are being discussed on News Talk issue-oriented radio programs. Some people call it political talk radio. I'm not sure. I think that's true in some cases, but not fair. There are a lot of stations that are maturing and moving in and out of the political sphere as an only go-to place for conversation. Number six, the Democrat winning in Pennsylvania, the congressional race there, although I think, Victoria, you said on the DJV show this week he was more of a Republican, or maybe Jennifer said
that. Jennifer said that. Yeah.
Right, okay, then a Democrat, but he did seem to have moderate leanings. This was a Republican.
Well, moderate leanings, it is.
What, is this a Republican or Democratic district? I guess a Republican.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
random.
Depends upon who you talk to. Depends upon who you talk to. I mean, supposedly, I looked it up on Wikipedia that there's 70,000 more Democratic voters in the district, but it's all changing in the lines. What I liked about the guy is he was firing off his AR-15 in his campaign commercials. It's like, what's that about?
That would be a sure way to get me to vote for him. Come on, Joe.
He was firing.
Come on.
Well, because he's not. I don't want to open up another can of worms here.
Why not? Go ahead. Help yourself. I'll give you the can.
Well, what he's saying is, as a Democrat, he's saying I'm different than the typical Democrat, and that I'm open to you having an AR-15 for either target practice or defensive purposes. That's what he's saying.
See,
he's putting it in his ad.
That's the whole problem with only having two parties. Because you have, supposedly, you're not a good Republican if you're not some right-wing lunatic, and you're not a good Democrat if you're not some left-leaning lunatic. And so where are the people in the middle, which is where most of the voters are? They keep scratching their head looking for somebody good to run for president or for Congress or for the Senate or for governor or for mayor or whatever it is, and we get all these lunatics. They come out because they know how to bring people, if there's a primary, they know how to bring them out. So we've now gone into this rat hole or rabbit hole of having lousy candidates for most every position because of the way the system works. People don't understand the most important election is not the final one, but the primary, where you weed out the lunatics from the rest. But the lunatics seem to get lunatics out to vote for them in the primary, and so that's why we got a lot of lunatics. That's my theory.
I think in this case, going back to your two-party comment, I think in this case, independents may have swung this for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And independents showed up, and you know, this was a very tight race. The initial count was only a difference of 579 votes, and then as the mail-in ballots were counted, the margin started widening. But it's independents did show up a lot for this, and I think a lot of independents who voted for Trump and now are kind of in the middle and a little bit lost. They don't really know who they want to support. So I think the independents may actually be the ones in this next round of elections that may have more of a voice than ever.
More of a voice than ever. It would be nice if we could have everybody have us. People actually would, we had 85% of the people that are eligible to vote in our country actually go and vote. That would be a wonderfully refreshing thing, although I think there's a pretty good turnout, or what we say in these days, a pretty good turnout, 55% of those who could vote. Didn't I see that stat someplace? Showed up to vote for this guy or vote for in this race, which people say, no, that's good. That's horrible. Our local elections here in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, we think we have a big turnout of 20, 22, 24% of those eligible to vote. Do you realize what an outrageous... I don't know if the right word is elimination of the duty. People don't take their responsibility seriously. It's pretty outrageous, frankly. Well, anyway, good luck to this guy. See what sort of a noise he makes, if he can make a noise, maybe just a ripple in Washington. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, BMW are taking some big risks with their new M5. This is the ultimate driving machine and now comes with 600 horsepower. It's no slouch on the track as I drove it around Thermal Raceway in Palm Springs. The bad news for enthusiasts is that in this generation of the M5, there will be no manual transmission. It's what we like to call in the industry a sleeper. It looks fairly passive, but get it on the track and it's incredibly aggressive. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1499.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Minutes after the hour now, as we continue our conversation, leaded, where'd that come from? led by the leaders of the pack, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Doug Steffen. I got a note from, we were talking about the school walkout and what it really means in terms of the long and the short of an educational, a valuable educational experience. And so Joe and Victoria off the air were talking about what, you know, some parents say they want to get out of it or they don't want to get out of it. My point was that this was a sort of a teachable moment because there are so many different elements of factual reference to our history. I'm a political science and history person. My undergraduate degree is in political science and speech. I had two majors. And so I've used the political science thing to help me get people to focus on these sorts of things when I was doing a more political radio program. But then there are those who come. I just got a note from someone who sent this to me. Here's what was, this is in the email. The school walkout thing is giving me serious 1984 vibes. Schools are sanctioning it, so it isn't actually a walkout. It's actually students conforming to a government authority by speaking government-approved opinion in a government-approved venue. And that opinion is that they ought to take their own rights, they ought to have their own rights taken away by the government whose opinion they are expressing. You have students marching with the sanction of the state to demand less freedom from their state, and everyone is pretending that they're doing this is somehow brave and rebellious. So what I guess I'm
do you agree with
trying
that?
To get across, I don't, what I agree with, I like
I'm kind of not getting the person's point.
Thinking for oneself. I think that's kind of what this is about, is thinking, if your child was schooled at home, like when you, I think you've talked about that, have you not? When you have a child, Victoria, what you're going to do, are you going to teach, are you going to send your child to public school, or are you going to...
I would never homeschool my kid.
Wouldn't homeschool your kid.
Never. Right.
Because?
Because of the social aspect of it, especially with school. I think, yeah, there are a million reasons that are boring to people, but no, I would never do that.
Yeah, well, they're not boring to people. I think that there are. I think there are people who are well intentioned that homeschool, and there are those who don't understand how the system works that homeschool. What about you, Joe? When your children were growing up, did you ever have any thought of homeschooling them?
No, because I'm way too lazy to do that. But I homeschool my, like, you know, honestly, seriously, I homeschool my kid every single day. What are you talking about? I mean, yeah, he goes to school because he lives with me, and I tell him how the world works, and we discuss it every day.
You've ruined his mind, in other words.
Yes, I have. I've done everything I can to destroy him. I like what Victoria said. You know, you go to school, you socialize, you learn what all the normal people do, and then when I get you home, then we'll discuss that. We'll put it into perspective, and that goes for issues like this, the whole gun thing. We talked all about this. My kids said only about 25% of the kids went out. What they did was they stood in the intersection. They were going to have a half an hour, and what they did was they were able to work it so that they were able to blow off the entire block three period and bump it right up against lunch. So that's what they did. Okay, they're kids. All right, this is what they do. Yeah. So they got out of a class, and they did this and that, and they were trying to rein the kids in. But I do think there's the piece of email you got, I do think there's some truth to that. I think this is a complicated issue, and I do think that there's a lot of intimidation to kind of get with the party line, that it's this is the opinion you're
supposed
to have.
So, but is this state-sanctioned? Am I falling into a trap where I'm believing that that protest, I think protest is healthy. I thought it was a teachable moment that was squandered, but this point of view I hadn't really thought about before, and that, you know, the encouragement was coming from teachers who don't want to have guns. You know, there are more liberal teachers than there are conservative teachers. I think we could probably agree with that. And liberals want to focus more or almost force some sort of gun control. And then the other side of that argument is, what do we need? The argument is made and made well, I think, by the other side. The focus on these guns, I know that Jennifer Horn and Victoria and others on my program, the DJV show, every week, with the fact that we talk about these things and we have tried to deal with them. Jennifer is very adamant about the AK-47 or whatever this other AR-15.
AR-15.
I guess that if you're going to live in a free society, you got to decide, is it really free, or is it just only a little bit, or partially free? I don't think we live in a free society anymore. I don't think we've got too many damn police that are chasing people around for jaywalking and that kind of nonsense. You feel like you're in a police state. Somebody's watching you. The damn cameras are on everywhere. We're looking. I mean, remember that show Person of Interest? Right, there's no freedom to do stuff. You know, we have too many people doing things that are bad, and so we have to somehow or other figure out how to control that. And then we get into these other side issues that are sort of poisoning the conversation or the direction we're going in. And so then the confusing thing is, well, what does this particular group have? And I believe that it all boils down to campaign finance control, really. And the things that aren't getting done aren't getting done because of the influence of money. And you think that Marco Rubio wants to somehow disengage from this because he got $3,124,000 last year from gun interests, the NRA, et cetera, et cetera? He's not going to step on their neck, is he?
Well, I mean, What I think is kind of weird, though, and I was talking about this yesterday on the podcast, that we talk about the NRA like it's some rogue fourth branch of government, but I get that part. But, I mean, I think what we're missing is that the reason why there is an NRA is there are a lot of people who agree with that agenda, and they want that. And I think it's kind of interesting. We talk about the NRA, they're evil and bad, and there are these people out there that want
to I belong to the NRA. I'm not evil. I'm not bad. I just don't like some of the things that the leadership stands for and others just sort of go along lockstep with. I think that there isn't a lot of...
Why are you a member then? Why would you be a member then?
I guess that's a good question. I think I question that every once in a while myself. Yeah, I do it. Right. You know, honestly, partially is because I probably like saying it on the radio.
Sounds got a good ring to it, you know.
Yeah,
baby. Yeah, I like knowing you're packing. That's what I like.
Well, I don't own a gun. I have used a gun. I joined the NRA when I was 17 years old, and I took a gun course at the National Armory because on the farm I felt like I needed to know, or the people that I respected thought I ought to know how to use a gun. So I learned how to use a gun. And I have very infrequently shot a gun.
You shoot critters? What do you shoot
in my life?
On the farm?
I have a guy that shoots the critters that go after my critters. But I had the most dramatic example of this on my farm back about 20 years ago. A pack of wolfhounds who were from a house about 2 miles from here, jumped over a fence where I had 9 of my calves that were less than a month old, and it started attacking them, and we were going to kill them. I heard the ruckus. I went out. I grabbed, there was a .22 in the barn that belonged to somebody else, and I loaded it up, and it was in a closet, but I knew where it was. I went out, and I shot the two dogs. And because I, at that point in time, didn't have a license, but fortunately, I had a friend in the police chief. He managed to maneuver.
Yeah,
there's always a component of Mayberry in all of his farm stories.
What happened? Did you go to jail over?
Who owned the dogs? I was protecting my animals. The guy who owned the dogs came to my house and said, "You know what? You killed my dogs. I'm going to kill you." And he looked at me, and he had a knife with him. I called the police. The police came, and I brought him around, and I showed him what his dogs had done to my calves and what I was protecting. And he kind of got it because I never heard from him again. But I didn't think it hurt that the police were there while I was having a conversation with him. But it was, you know, that's
you guys don't have leash laws. You guys don't have a leash law.
Yeah, we do. And that they violated the leash law. They're supposed to be on their property. They're not supposed to be walking 2.5 miles up the street to my farm.
Exactly.
To go jump in and kill my calves.
Right.
You're done. Yeah. Right. Case closed. Bang. Yeah. Okay.
So. Anyway,
of course, today, though, you'd be arrested. It's different. Everything's changed. you'd be on
I don't know whether I would or I wouldn't, but...
You violated those dogs' rights. Everybody knows it. You know.
I did. Yeah. 44 past the hour on the talk. Look at how we get stuck on that. We have 2 or 3 other things. We've got to get to Stormy Daniels for you.
What number are we on? Does anyone know?
Well, we were on number 5, and I got distracted by the email and then kind of went back to work it over. But I think it was good conversation. Thank you very much. Here's another point of good information, conversation, information. The fact that there's so much stuff, we find ourselves in a modern period where there are toxins and molds and parasites and bacteria, pretty much everything that we eat, everything we touch. So I have some advice for you to get a gentle daily cleanse to rid your body of all of this junk. Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, Joe, is a proprietary herbal formula. Victoria's in on this. She knows the story.
I love it.
Food, It's so much different now than it was when we were kids, when there was no processing, there were no pesticides around. We had good nourishment for our body. A lot of us grew our food on the farm or in our backyards. Not so now with GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, all of this stuff that depletes the nutritional value of our food. So if you're feeling run down, go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV, and they'll ship the GetTheTea.com to you free. Get ready for more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. It's not available in stores. You got to get it online. Order from GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you'll be very happy that you did.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, and 3/24/18.
All right, let's get back to the action here. Spend a couple of more. Is Stormy Daniels worth anything? That's number four this week. Do we need to talk about that?
Quick footnote. What's the new update this week? She started a crowdfund to raise money for her legal expenses. She and her lawyer seem to be going full steam ahead, and they want to be able to tell her story.
Yeah. Well, everything else on this list is, as usual, all Trump-based. The Russia investigation, the administrative changes, who's going to be there, who isn't, the poisoned Russian agent and our reaction along with our allies' reaction for the Russians. The Russians don't seem to give a damn.
they're mad. They do give a damn. Well, I mean, they're mad.
They don't think that they poisoned an agent.
They're mad.
They got caught.
Well, their whole point is, and the agent is called Novichok, is what was used in Irving. They're saying,
Russian.
Why would we? Well, here's the thing. The issue is, you guys are full of it. You guys are using us as scapegoats. Why, if we wanted to kill this guy, would we use something that's directly traceable to us? You know, they're going, come on, guys, cut it out. This is all sort of
so
false
too
flags.
Simple.
So that's what
it's
the
too
Russians are saying. Right. It's too obvious. Cut it out. Of course, you know what Britain and the U.S. is saying is, no, you guys are doing it on purpose because you're stuffing it in our face and you want us to know that you could reach anywhere in the world and kill anybody you want. You're evil. That's what the,
sort of
what
a,
the
double entendre
you're saying.
There. Right. Yeah, with that. All right. You have the last word here, Victoria.
What else can I add to that?
Well,
the Russians. I'm getting tired of hearing about the Russians.
There's got to be a bad guy. This is like a cowboy. The good guys and the bad guys. The good guys wear the white hats. The bad guys wear the black hats.
Yep.
And now, because they're interchangeable, we don't know who the good guys are. Sometimes we're the bad guys. Sometimes we're the good guy. I don't know that the Russians are ever the good guys. That's the difference between them and
probably
us.
Probably not.
Right. 10 minutes for the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Victoria.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Enough of it. There's probably not more. This was the first really scary movie I ever saw. This movie scared the living you-know-what out of me. Burt Reynolds. Is that, I'm figuring that you want to talk about Burt Reynolds. That's what
yes,
we're playing.
Yes, Burt Reynolds.
Deliverance.
What's the movie?
I'm getting predictable.
Deliverance.
That was the movie theme from Deliverance. Back
that,
50.
Was, that was the classic dueling banjo sequence in that film.
Right. Yes. All right. So now, Bird is out promoting his latest movie, and he looks like he's had a hard life. I think, don't you think?
He doesn't
that
look
a,
well.
No, I don't.
He's aged a little hard. Bad. But I don't want to talk bad about him because I always, you know, he was the biggest box office star. For 10 years running during the 1980s.
Yep.
During the 70s, he had two massive movies, which put him on the map, Deliverance, and then he did The Longest Yard, which still is a very popular, one of the best football movies ever made, Smokey and the Bandit, Sharky's Machine, which he directed himself. He had a terrific run, and then he started to make a lot of movies like Cannonball Run, and then he did Stroker Ace.
Fun stuff.
Very loyal to a lot of the people that he worked with. Started to make some bad movies. Then he made a movie with Clint Eastwood titled, what was it called, City Heat. Yeah. And what happened is he broke his jaw during a scene in that movie. I think they did Eastwood punched him in the face.
Right.
Broke his jaw. And then people who in the industry who didn't like him started to spread rumors that he had HIV and AIDS because he lost a lot of weight because his jaw was wired. And his career never really was the same. In 97, he recovered, made a big comeback, getting a Golden Globe award for Boogie Nights. He was terrific in that film.
He's great in that, yep.
So he has this movie
coming
out. Isn't
that the one with Mark Wahlberg and Ding Dong the Witch? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. So he has this movie coming out, The Last Movie Star. He's currently 82 years old. This is not going to be a comeback. It's just it's going to primarily play in art house theaters. I like the trailer, so I'll go see the movie. But I guess there was some buzz on the internet yesterday because he was on the Today Show, interviewed by Coda, right?
Coda Coppi, yep.
Right. And she asked him some questions, and he gave a couple answers that, you know, people were buzzing about on the net. But I got to be honest, I really, there's something about a celebrity or anybody who looks, you know, a guy looked amazing in the 70s, in the 1970s, Burr Reynolds, and now he's old and frail. And not that she set him up with questions, because she's the last person that would do that, but it's same as like Warren Beatty last year at the Oscars when, you know, he makes a gaffe that wasn't his fault. You know, he's aging now, and the media primarily makes him out to look stupid.
You better not be saying that about me, Chucker. That's all I got to say.
No, not at all.
To
you've aged, all right. You've aged really well, and you're 83. So
that's fabulous. It is perfect. All right, I want to talk about the movies coming out this weekend right after this.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Defoxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chucker, I see that 7 Days in Entebbe is coming out this weekend. What else?
The Warner Brothers reboot of Tomb Raider, which is based on a video game. Angelina Jolie did two movies playing Lara Croft about 10 years ago. They were okay, but this actress, Alyssa Vikander, who won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for The Danish Girl. She was also in a movie called Ex Machina. I really like her, although the film's...
She was one of the heroines in the last... She killed Tommy Lee Jones in... what the heck was that? What was the movie? It was a big Jason Bourne movie. The last Jason Bourne movie. She was.
Okay. Yeah,
remember
right.
her? Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's really good. I'm gonna go see this movie primarily because I'm a fan of hers. It's tracking right around a $25 million opening weekend, which will rival Black Panther for the number one spot. And then there's a movie called Love, Simon, a big studio film about a 17-year-old young man.
Jennifer Garner's in it.
That usually plays in art house circus. It's one of the first big studio films addressing that subject matter.
Right. Yeah. The subject matter is gay love in a youngster. All right. Thank you, Chucker. Chuck Curry with all of us here on the...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.